Welcome to part three of talking of game chat, talking about part three of Broken Age.
There
Yeah,
you go.
that's it. That's the game we're playing. Wow, man, it took a bit there. It took a bit. That's what happens when I'm eating frozen Chinese food, is it takes away my brain power.
Freezes your brain.
It freezes my brain, exactly. So thoughts? How are you guys enjoying the story so far?
Good. Can you remind me where it ended for you on this part?
Oh, yeah. Where did you end, Franco? Let's go for that.
Right
Oh,
where
is
she.
that a bad question? Is
No,
that a
I thought it
Okay.
stopped where I believe in my heart and soul, Senator, where I was told to stop. Where right where she gets stuck with the knitting at the trans the navigation station.
Okay.
Yeah, with Shay's mom, right?
Right. Yeah, well,
No,
yeah.
okay, so you stopped when you were doing the weaving for the space weaver.
Yes, I gave him the gave pardon me, gave him the card, and then he says, "You're already there."
Gotcha. Okay, well that's no big deal. That's no problem. There was actually like I gave the answer for that one. But that's okay because actually the part that I actually was intending to stop was a little bit past that.
Oh,
Like
okay.
I had the third part ending that. So you're good. You're fine. So we'll just say part three ended at the Space Weaver, which is fine. Because I was thinking
The I was checking in with the
Yeah.
with a walk through, and it the next part said you had to go see
Exactly.
Shay to
Exactly. And at
complete the
first, I thought that was the only time that you had to that you had to the only thing that you needed from Shay's part of the story. The answer in one of the posts on the, on the game chat
Oh,
Facebook.
okay.
But then I played the rest of it myself after I posted that and realized that you needed something like you had to switch to Shay. Not too far after that. So, yeah.
Gotcha.
And then
Yeah.
making a switch back and forth the last half.
Little
But,
confusing.
we're trying to do a thing here, game. We're trying to do a group play here. I mean, come
Yeah.
on, work with us.
I mean, I like this episode, at least this part of it. Again, pardon me. The only thing I was thinking to myself, I played it today. And it was like I just needed a, I had to go to a walkthrough, I think twice, because I wasn't, needed a little guidance on what we were looking for. It's just, otherwise, it's just, I didn't want, it's, I was familiar with the game. It's like, I'm doing it today, and I'm like, I don't feel like spending 3 hours of trial and error on what goes where. So I was like, okay, what do I need to get? And then once I do that, I can, progress forward and work with the puzzles once I get, like I figured out the heat core with the ice cream. That was easy.
Oh, was it easy, Franco? Okay.
Yeah, it's like, well, there's ice cream and you had the space helmet and it was like, oh, that's a ball.
I didn't realize you could get the ice cream. Like I
Oh,
didn't realize
okay.
that was an option. And so I'm just like, how am I supposed to cool down this stupid thing? But the walkthrough told me, so
But then I figured, realized once, twice after falling through the whipped cream twice, I'm like, oh, she still has the other shoes.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I have no
So.
idea what I was supposed to use them for. I was like, okay, so I have these cloud shoes. What do I do now? What now, Broken Age? Yeah.
Although I'm proud to report, I figured out the, the whole remote control part pretty, not easily, but, I struggled, got through that with all the electronics and the switches and, you know, get the little repair guy to go where he needed to go. I told you, I didn't go to for that for the walkthrough, you know. But that was, you know, you figured out, oh, it has to be dark. That's only certain parts that he wants to fix. So, you know, you have to, through trial and error, you try this switch and that switch, how long it lasts, and, you know, get him to the doors.
That's good. That's you're a genius, man.
Well, thank you.
You're a genius. Chris, how much did you have to use the walkthrough when you played this game?
I don't remember using it that much. You know, I did make an actual effort to try and solve everything on my own. But, you know, it gets to a point where you're just frustrated and you're like, I have no idea what this game wants me to do. So then you have to, you know, resort to a walkthrough and figure it out. But, I think, like, doing the knitting was definitely one of those things. You know, last episode with the getting the helmet to fit Shay was another one. But other than that, there's not too many other puzzles that I can remember that I had to use a walkthrough for, so.
That's awesome. Yeah, I did figure out the helmet part myself, I will say that.
Yeah, I'm just no good with those types of puzzles.
The part that I had to go to the walkthrough for was getting the mother to open the door. You know, you had to use the transporter twice to get your head twice as big, so your voice would be deep enough to convince her that you were Shay.
Yeah, I had to look at the walkthrough for that one too. And then after I read the answer, like, you know, some things you read the answer in the walkthroughs and you're like, duh, for real. Yeah. You know, like, why didn't I figure that out?
It's just
that
so
one
obvious.
I was like, how the heck? Like, you know, like,
yeah, like the size 4 shoes, purple polka dot. It's like,
well,
how the heck did you come up with that?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I did kind of think, I was like, okay, well, her head is something I can use that for. But I never would have put it with that particular puzzle of what I need to solve it.
Right.
For my head to be huge and for me to have a deep voice. I never would have.
Yeah, that just didn't correlate, you know?
Yeah.
If she had said something like, my voice is deeper now that, she, you know, when she went through the transporter, that would have been maybe a trigger. But there's a couple, like some of these puzzles, there's no clue is what you need
Shay's
to do.
Voice, and you think about it, like, Shay's voice isn't even that deep. Like, it's Elijah Wood. Like, Elijah Wood does not have a deep voice. He does not have a deep, manly voice.
I did like the reveal of the parents, where they weren't actually, like, AI. They were actual people.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I was crazy. I was surprised by that, because I seriously thought they were computers. I thought, okay, this ship is, like, raising him, like, it's... But then just to find out that, no, they're just crappy parents.
Yeah.
I mean, they're nice. They seem like nice people.
Well, they're duped as well. So it's. I mean, I don't want, you know, they were good intending. They were told this is what they had to do. They didn't know.
Well, but
they were being duped.
They were on the same ship, though, Franco.
They were on the same ship.
The only reason... from what I got, the only reason that he was seeing his parents in these orbs and he thought they were part of the computer is because they were working. So, I mean, unless they're, I mean, maybe there's no, like, I mean, maybe there's no way they could have left their stations. If so, like, that's horrible. How did they go to the bathroom?
Right.
Are you saying they couldn't run in and, like, check on their son as a human being for...
Well, they could have had employee-only bathrooms.
Years?
That's true. Huh?
They could have had employee-only bathrooms.
I guess.
Washroom keys.
Yeah. I mean, I mean, you know, those parents look too good to be just in one little room for their, like, for the last 10 years.
The only possible, as you were talking about, the only possible explanation, I guess, would be, I mean, that would be stretching the story, is that, you know, they weren't allowed to have contact with him because he's going to be used for this, you know. I'm assuming it's a breeding thing where it's like they got to go find a maiden for him to continue the species with or something.
But did they ever say that?
No, but I'm guessing, why else would they be picking up maidens off the...
Well, no. I mean, I don't think, I mean, at least not yet. I mean, I'm going to say it, like, I beat the game. They don't say it. They never say...
But the real purpose of this space...
We didn't communicate with you because we were told not to, as far as I remember. Okay. It's been like, they've really given no explanation other than, well, we were busy working.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, yeah. So you guys are just super, you seem like nice people, but you're super crappy parents. Okay.
And I found it odd that, you know, Malachi and the other guys, what are they called? There's a name for them. I forget. But they're totally, like, almost a totally different species than the parents, it looks like. With the elongated heads and, yeah.
Find me, and I need to look it up. I swear I've seen them. They remind me of something I've seen, like, on the Twilight Zone or something.
I know exactly which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I feel like I've watched an episode of the Twilight Zone that's had an alien that looked exactly like that.
Actually, it's a Star Trek alien, I believe.
This looks really familiar. Like, it looks like something I've seen before in, like, an old TV show or some kind of old movie. Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Hold on.
Now we're just going to just spend time, like, looking up stuff. This is riveting.
Yeah.
Long-headed...
There it is.
...alien old TV show. It's a bunch of things.
Is this the one you're thinking of?
Thrown together. Kind of like him. Yeah. Yeah. That's so freaky looking.
Yeah, that's from Star Trek. Yeah, that's... You know why it's like riveted in your head? Because of it often played at the credits.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they often put that thing on during the credits.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That definitely makes sense.
Nice.
So, it's good to have a senior citizen on the cruise once in a while.
Aww. Poor Faco. And then maybe I'm thinking about Coneheads, too. Coneheads are those long-headed heads.
But they're from France. They don't apply.
Yes.
Okay.
But
I don't know if I've ever watched a full episode of that show.
What, Saturday Night Live? Or Star Trek?
I've never seen, I guess I'll say a full skit of Coneheads.
Well, they made a whole movie off of it, too.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie, I guess.
They really pressed their luck and made a movie.
Yeah.
Talk about a thin premise.
I know.
The cover looks riveting. I'm looking at the cover right now. So, I mean, and maybe not, like, maybe I'm being too harsh on his parents. Like, I don't think they were, because I feel bad for saying crappy parents, even though they're just game characters. But, I mean, because I guess that, you know, they did care for him. They did... teach him. The mother seemed very loving.
Yes.
You know, definitely a multitasker. She's running the ship and, like, completely, like, in his, you know, like, she's pretty much in his face, like, 24/7.
Yep.
Yeah.
Until he's asleep. And his dad's right there, like, watching him sleep. Right. But, yeah. Yeah, it was just weird. Like, yeah, they're just workaholics. Like, I think they care about him, but they just...
Yeah, to realize, I mean...
Maybe they just never... Maybe just the game creators, like, never explained it. Like, maybe they were stuck in wherever they were. Like, maybe they couldn't leave. I don't know.
Yeah, I could have used a little exposition there.
I was like, Shay went around the entire ship. Like, he was free to roam.
Yeah.
For the most part.
Or so he thinks.
Or so he thinks, yeah.
A ship within a ship, yeah.
A ship, yeah. Ship inception.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, to think you're in space on a spaceship and actually you're inside of a monster, which is a spaceship.
Right.
Which most people think is a monster.
Yeah. So, talk about your...
So weird.
Like, that'd be the weirdest thing
ever to find out. Like, oh no, you're not in space. You're actually right above the ground. And BTW, that game you've been playing, you've actually been quote-unquote.
Right.
Or so you think. I mean, because you guys, I mean, because we're at the point where you found the maidens, right?
Yes.
Locked inside. Okay, just want to make sure.
Got the message that, you know, they're soon to be incinerated.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow. So have you... Okay, so I'm getting a little confused on where you stopped, Franco.
Right, but, well, I've stopped everything with her, and yeah. I just need the pattern to move the ship, so...
Did you have to do a puzzle that, okay, so you had to guide the little cleanup guy through the ship.
Right, and I had to...
Did you have to do a puzzle? Have you dropped the bomb down the chute yet, down the trash bin?
Yes, I have.
Did you? I mean, okay.
Right, yes, now, I did.
Let me just sit here and just ask you, like, so did you figure that out on your own, like, how to do that?
I had the inkling that, well, I knew, you know, core was the bomb. Bomb went in the helmet. And I had the idea it had to get down the chute. But I think the worst part, you know, not the worst, but the most frustrating part of her time on the ship was the whole kitchen area. Because it really didn't, for a while, I didn't realize you could keep cycling the messages on the in the kitchen, so that, you know, the cereal would pop down and the arm would pop down to help the little fixer guy. So yeah. That was, I had to get the walkthrough for that. And then while I was reading the walkthrough, it says, yeah, you have to slow the vacuum down. Otherwise it always beats you to the chute.
Yeah.
So, you had to interact with that thing once and it should, you know, it sort of stuck. But you figured once you interacted with it, that was the only time you have to interact with it. But I should know from this game that a lot of these things come back, you have to use twice.
I mean, so did you figure out, like, slowing down the vacuum on your own? Like, that you had to move the thing and the... Okay.
So it was like, okay, I got to get this, you know, the cereal's easy, but you have to put the whatchamacallit in the way before you drop the cereal. That little barrier.
I'll be completely honest.
That I didn't know. I had to, okay, that's what I got to do. Because it was, you know, like after like three times of the vacuum beating me to the chute, I'm like, what do I got to do here?
Yeah. I'll be completely honest here. I have basically played the last half of this game with the walkthrough open. In my browser.
Yeah, I mean, I have it ready in case it's stuck. Yeah.
I mean, but I have looked at it a lot, Franco. I have had so much trouble with some of these puzzles. Like, with that one, no idea. Because I get to these points to where, like, I do everything I know how to do, and then I'm just kind of like, okay, I don't know what else I can possibly, what else I can possibly do.
Right.
You know, how to get this door open, how to do this. So I look it up. And so I found, you know, that you have to, because I was like, okay, so how do I put this down the chute? Okay, so, you know, you have to, get the guy to open up the chute, you know, to stop him before he closes the chute, before he closes the trash chute. Okay. So you know, I tried the, you know, a couple of times, and I was too slow because I wasn't taking the shortcut. Because I didn't know. I
was, oh, you were like, followed all the way, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So right. Then, and it told me, you know, okay, so you have to cut through these couple of places, and then, but I completely overlooked the tents that told you you had to move the thing back to block, you know, just to slow it down, to slow the vacuum down.
Yeah, the third time I did it, I'm like, wait a minute, I thought it was supposed to slow it down. It's still here.
I probably
But you're like, you're just there in the nick of time.
Oh, yeah. I was slowing it down. So, of course, every time I got there, it was too late.
Right.
Probably like 12 times. And I was about ready to just throw my monitor outside my window. It's right here beside my desk. It would be so easy. It would be so easy. And because, like, and even going back through, I'm not even sure the walkthrough I was using even told me to move that, because I kept reading it. I was like, okay, I'm doing this and this and this, unless I was just overlooking it, like, the 20 times I looked at it. So finally, I had to, like, look it up on a message board. How do you get to the trash chute? You know, right. So, like, I'm, like, Googling these, like, obscure sentences for this game. And finally, like, I find a message board. Someone asks the question, and someone's like, it doesn't sound like that you're moving the obstacle to slow down the vacuum. And I was like, why that's there? Right. Here this entire time, I was like, okay, so I can move this obstacle for a reason. Why? And I was able to continue on. But it took me forever. Forever.
Right. And I had, so yeah.
Any part of that you could figure out on your own, I commend you. Because I was at a loss.
Well, I had the other one was the filling up the inflatable doll with the whipped cream. Which, anybody listening in just went, what?
Yeah. What? What was that?
What?
What did you say?
We will bow. We just made a left turn here.
What type of game is this?
With whipped cream, guys. With whipped cream. Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the yarn guys are my favorite characters. I'm sorry.
The yarn guys?
Yeah.
They're cute.
I have a Hexapal plush.
Oh, okay.
That's a Hexapal cool. plush? That's yeah. So cute. Oh my gosh. That's adorable.
He's sitting aww. Next to my Raz plush from Psychonauts.
That's adorable. Aw, I just want to, you know, you're going to take a picture of it, Chris, and post it in the chat at some point, because I need to see this Hexapal plush.
I'm just sitting here looking at the screen on Game Chat, and Michelle's going to go on and like, what the hell are you guys talking about? Japanese food, some alien.
Japanese food, alien, weirdo, crab dip.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they tried to play it. I don't think it was quite their speed, Michelle and Mason, so.
They just were frustrated by the puzzles, or?
I think so. I think, yeah. I think, like, her and him both tried it, and it was just, yeah, it just wasn't their speed, so.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know.
They opted out. But, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but the puzzles really...
Yeah, I just, that was the only thing I was thinking while I was playing is like, just, I mean, she's kind of says it, you know, in retrospect, you know, in hindsight.
She
kind of says it when you, if you go back and talk to the mom and you give her a progress report, she says what she needs to do, you know?
I think I'm just not, and I had the same exact problem with Grim Fandango.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah, certain things weren't like the the punch card and the...
Yeah, like, certain people will say something. Because I remember, like, when we were talking about it, when we were discussing it, and I would be like, I can't figure it out. I took forever. And Stanton would be like, well, if you talk to this person, they tell you blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, it's so adorable.
Oh, my God.
You just posted the picture of the hexapod.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of my, like, that wasn't part of my, what I was saying. But, yeah, so anyways, so yeah, so Stanton would be like, you know, well, if you talk to this person, you talk to this person, like, they kind of tell you, and I'm like, I just don't think that I pay enough attention to these people sometimes. Like, I'll talk to people, and I'm like, okay, that's interesting, but then, like, I don't, like, chisel into my brain, you know, it doesn't chisel into the side of my head, like, that's a really weird analogy. Like, what, like, exactly what they said, so I don't remember. I guess the whole thing is I don't pay attention to them well enough.
Yeah, maybe this game needed a journal, you know, where...
Which is kind of...
You could have gone back and looked at, you know, what you need to do.
I think that's kind of a personal problem, though, because literally, like, I work as an office manager, and so I welcome guests when they come in and visit. Literally, one day, I was there for, like, 2 weeks. No, maybe three. 2 weeks. We'll say two.
You work at Walmart? No.
No. When people come, people in the office, I tell the people you're there. Yes, I'm an office manager at the Walmart, a.k.a.
a greeter.
Greeter. That'd be great. No, I'm an office manager.
Okay, Walmart. Very good. Good.
But yeah, so I asked the lady, and she tells me, and so they sit down. It has been maybe 1 minute between asking her name and me turning, maybe like 30 or 40 seconds, her telling me her name, and me turning to go and tell the person that she's visiting that she's here, you know, and I forgot her name in that 40 seconds.
Nice.
Because I wasn't really listening when she told me her, like, you know, like, I had something else on my mind, and so I wasn't listening. What I'm getting to is, I think that's my problem with these games, is that they're telling me things, and I'm just like, uh-huh, sure, right. And then, like, 30 seconds later, I'm like, what did they say? Like, what did they just tell me to do?
Would you just call me?
That's exactly my problem. Did I just talk to someone? Like, I don't know. I don't remember. Because I do that. Like, even, like, in games when it has, like, audible, like, actual, like, voices, you know, they'll say something, and they're like, you need to do this and this and this. And then, like, 5 minutes later, or, like, you know, 2 minutes later, I walk outside the building in the game, and I'm like, wait a minute, what did they tell me to do? Can I go back and ask? Sometimes you can't.
And then you just left. Happens.
You're like, well, hopefully there's a quest list or some kind of indicator of which way I should be at least going in.
I'll do that sometimes with the tutorials, where it's like, you know, this does this and this does this, and I'm like, yeah, let me just get on with it, and then you're like, all right, wait, which one is what, and what do I need to do now?
Yeah. What button do I have to push?
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, so...
That would be great.
The solution to the problem is just... Oh, yeah, yeah.
As your to-do list, as your journal, and your little task indicators at the top of the VR.
Franco, you have came up with something, dude. Oh, my gosh. I would pay money for that.
Because I'm playing Elder Scrolls Online now, and that's all I'm doing is following these indicators all over the place.
Do you? Whoa, wait a minute. Isn't that what it be? Like, because they have the Google Glasses. Do they still have those?
I don't know if they ever did it. They got in a mess of trouble with the camera. That's, you know, people were freaking out about the camera.
Never seen anyone with Google glasses. That's you know,
why.
Never.
They sold them. What did they? They come out with them like $1,500 a piece or something. Maybe it was $25.
Yeah, they're pretty expensive.
But the privacy people just went absolutely berserk over the. You didn't know when the camera was on.
But now there's HoloLenses coming out.
Really?
Yeah, that's from Microsoft.
Yeah.
But do they are they just used as a monitor or are they used as a camera as well?
No, there's a camera in there as well.
Okay. They should like have a big. You know, I don't see the legitimacy of that because, you know, if you're holding up your phone, it's pretty obvious that you're taping somebody.
Exactly.
Like, so, take off.
Anyway. Yeah, so, like, if you had that,
have an overlay on your glasses,
and then have an overlay of, hey, I need to go to this address. And it would have, like, the whole little, like, overlay of, like, okay, well, this is, you need to go in this direction. And then it would have, like, the quest marker or, like, the light. You could choose which one you wanted. If you wanted, like, a little marker, like, in the distance. Or if you wanted, like, a light going up to the sky to be, like, this is where you need to go. I love that idea. I love it. And then, like, have a little quest log over here of, like, a to-do list.
Even to do it just as a meme, that would be funny.
I need to go to the store.
Well, you're the artist. Quest. Get on that. You're the digital artist. Get on that.
What? Franca, what? Like, okay. Yeah, yes, exactly. I'm a digital artist, so I will make these, I will make this technology, and I will make it work.
No, don't make the, just make the meme where, you know, if...
This needs to be like in my life right now.
Yeah, who would you? I guess you would go with Google because they. Well, I don't know. You said Microsoft's coming out with the holographic lenses, so.
I need to. Of course, I pitched this idea to Microsoft. They're going to take it and run with it. I'm not going to say anything.
You have to go to the old send yourself a certified letter.
Yeah, for real. Wow, yeah.
Or send it to the patent office.
I would buy the heck out of, you know, I mean, like, I'm on the fence about VR, but if that was, you know, if something would come out like that, I would be like, yes.
Yeah, I sense that VR is going to end up like, kind of like the glasses from Steve Martin's movie, The Jerk, where it seems like it's a great thing. At first, and everybody's got them. Then everybody either goes cross-eyed or gets neck strains from having that thing on their head all the time.
Get some eyes.
Those things aren't light. They're like, they got to be a couple pounds, right?
Have they talked about any of that, Sandin? I know that you have VR.
Talked about what?
I like what Frank is saying with, like, the extra weight on your neck or like, how it affects your eyes.
So with the PlayStation VR is actually pretty light. There's really not much strain on there, which is what I like. When I did the Oculus and the Oculus, it's like basically the weight was on your face because it would just like sit there and it was uncomfortable.
Okay.
As for eye strain and everything, they've done a pretty good job to make sure that it's, you know, clear enough that it's not really going to bother you that much. And with the PlayStation VR, you can also wear your glasses with it as well. If you have them. So, because the viewfinder is adjustable, so.
Oh, so you can actually, if you're like, just need reading glasses, you can actually.
Yeah, because it moves away and towards your face, so it's like you can adjust it on that because it rests on your head and not on your face. So
that's good.
Yeah.
Now, is that wireless or is that wired?
No, it's wired.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess wireless would add to the weight.
Yeah, because then you get the battery pack and all that stuff. So
And battery. See, Steph, we segued into our text/game chat.
Exactly. I love it. I love it. Plans coming together, guys.
You got it.
Yeah. That needs to be something. That needs to be something. I'm gonna work on that, Franco. I'm gonna work on it.
Yeah, just from what we. I mean, I know. I'm sure you guys do it too, between your Steam and stuff. But I go on YouTube a lot and see what's coming up in, you know, game wise in the next couple quarters or a year.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. But mostly I rely on my Game Informer. Did I get?
You still get paper in the mail?
Yes, I still get paper in the mail, Franco. Because, you know, guys, like, I don't want to, like, I like flipping through it. I like flipping through it. And actually, you know what I do? You know, I get crafty.
Yes.
I cut out, like, small pictures in it that I think look interesting and of, like, gaming stuff. And I make magnets.
Wow. That's interesting. Nice. Like, for your fridge?
I make the magnets from, or anything. I mean, whatever is magnetic, whatever is metal.
Just stick them on her face.
Well, she can take them in her office, stick them up in her cubicle.
Have you ever seen, like, when people take the glass, like the half-glass marbles, and they make magnets out of them?
Yeah.
With the Game Informer stuff.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting.
Christmas presents, it's really easy.
Yeah.
Just a little time consuming, but it's okay. You can do it while watching TV. Anyways, so back to Broken Age.
So are we killing it off all the way?
You are killing it off, and here's, I mean, a chunk. I would say plan for like 3 hours, but
okay.
I'm not planning, we're not going to have game chat next week because it'll be on the 4th of July.
Yes, it's the Tuesday.
So, yes. So, I don't want to mess up anyone's plans. I don't want to mess up my own plans. I don't have any plans right now, but who knows? So, we're taking a week off, and so we'll reconvene on July the
10th?
So you have 2 weeks, but I would count on about 3 hours.
Okay.
So. Especially for you, Franco, I would say three and a half.
I know.
Maybe five, depending on how we play.
I know. With my walker and my cane, I can't go as fast.
Just give it a day, Franco. Give it a day.
Oh, man.
Coffee. Get some good practice.
They take AARP discount at GameStop.
You know, I could start see, I could see like in 15 to 20 years, like them starting to do that.
Yeah,
but that's coming. But that's also if GameStop is still around in 10 to 15 years.
That's true. So. Amazon could just eat that up.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's probably unfortunately the only thing I would think it's still really good for is picking up a used game real fast. You know,
yeah,
they have a very good inventory of used stuff that you can, you know.
Amazon.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know.
That instant gratification there.
Yeah, got to get it now.
Yeah.
Well, which I find myself getting used games now because I have this. I bought a PlayStation from my mountain house, so now I need.
Yeah. Yes.
You know, like Fallout and stuff. I have a Fallout disc down here and a Fallout disc up there, and. My saves are already, you know, uploaded into the cloud, so.
Yeah, I still like, Amazon's fine. I still like going into a store. I don't go into GameStop that often, but I do like going to a store occasionally.
Yeah, if you're stuck and you don't know what you want to, GameStop's good for that if you're not sure what you want to get or do. So you can browse a whole list of them with, you know, with Amazon, it's not great for, at least in the gaming area, of looking for, you know, what should I be playing kind of stuff.
And then plus, guys, like, it is very nice going into a GameStop or any kind of establishment like that.
Oh, look at the cat. Oh, yeah.
Forgot I had those.
So That's really cute.
Are you going to a GameStop?
It's fun going into a GameStop as a female.
I bet.
I cannot speak to that topic.
I know you can't. Yeah. So, you know.
Okay.
There's always I don't quite get that look of surprise and awe whenever I go and shop on Amazon. But if I go into a GameStop and I get a game like Fallout or something, you know,
you get a marriage proposal with it too.
Yeah. The eyes go wide.
The clientele and the workers there, you're walking into, how do I say this?
Yeah.
Desperate nerd heaven. Hey, woman walked in here. Oh my God. Alert, alert, alert.
Yeah, so. Amazon doesn't quite give me that same reaction. So.
Nah, you know, the cannot even compare.
What a shame. What a shame. Well, yeah. So, and don't forget to, I don't know, I haven't checked the poll since I put it up yesterday evening, but we have the poll up on the main Facebook page, the group Facebook page, I mean, for the next game. So.
Yeah, I started investigating those games just to, so I can make.
I always forget to put up trailers. But.
Yeah, I started to go on Steam and look them up so I can make an educated vote.
Yeah.
Trailers are there.
Get for me.
Very good.
The trailers are there?
Yes. I posted them this morning, I think. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Gosh, I'll go revisit that. That's good.
There you go. And you can always put in suggestions if none of them suit your fancy.
Oh, what remains of Edith Finch is now top. It was Raccoon before.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay, all right.
Is Raccoon by? It looks like it's by the same people for From To the Moon, or is it
I
just
think
the same
different
genre?
No,
just the same scroll type.
Yeah.
So so far I'm enjoying the game. I think we've been just all over the place this evening.
Yeah.
So far.
We were last week too when you weren't here.
Yeah.
So far I'm enjoying the game. And I've beat it, but up to this point that we're talking about, I enjoyed the game and I still enjoyed the game. So I'm definitely, I think the characters are great.
Yep.
Game. I'm just like, I want to know more about this person. Why, you know, why are you taking me away from this area? I want to talk to this person some more. But, yeah. It's just life. But, all right. Any all right. Final thoughts? Great.
Yep.
Great. Okay. All right. Well, that's a wrap.
Okay.
We
all
will
right. Enjoy your Triscuits.
Reconvene in 2 weeks. You guys have a great 4th of July, you guys got any?
I might be up the mountains. Might not. That's the freedom.
The mountains.
Of... Yep.
Yeah. I have
freedom
no
of retirement.
Yep.
Look at you. So you're not gonna go and see any fireworks, Franco? You're not gonna venture out? You're gonna let off your are fireworks allowed in your state?
No, not private ownership, no.
New Jersey, right?
I don't know if New Jersey is the same poo-poo on... I think the closest one is Maryland.
Franco, okay. Where are you located again?
In Pennsylvania, north of Philadelphia.
Okay. All right. I always forget, man. I don't know why. I always think that you're located in, like, New Jersey or New York.
Nope.
I have no idea why I do. I don't know.
You've just lumped the entire tri-state area into one big blob.
I'm like, wait a minute, you're from Texas, right? You're in Texas. Right. Gotcha.
You need a... Well, you started the Team Human map, so you need the Game Chat map.
I do. Team Human map is like, I have no idea what's going on. I mean, I haven't looked at that thing in forever.
Yeah.
But, Yeah.
You need what? You need a pen for me? Pen for, well, you know where Chris is.
I need a game chat map. I need a game chat map. That's what I need to do.
So you said you're in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, just north of Philadelphia, Bensale.
Looks like you can have fireworks if you have a permit.
Yeah, that's the pain. Yeah, you have to get a...
Franco, you need a permit, dude. Well, here's the thing.
Believe me, there's enough knuckleheads around here lighting them off without permits.
And this, the state doesn't issue them, so you have to go to the municipalities to get them.
Right. And they're and Philadelphia, forget it.
Yeah.
You have a mountain house. So, I mean, unless there are, like, some pretty intense rangers around there, like, you could, I think you could, But
I live in a thing with a property owner, so that's, of course, I'm foreboding. I'm just no fun, you know?
Knock him out, put him in a closet.
Yeah, no, I got plenty of... If I wanted to go see fireworks, there's right up the road on the river. They usually do some fireworks off the river.
Oh, for sure. Is anyone getting a SNES Classic when it comes out?
I want to, but dang nabbit. Do you remember the circus that was the NES Classic? Right.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the same thing with limited production, or?
Who knows?
Yeah, it's kind of...
I haven't even looked at it that much because I'm just like, there's no way. Like, I don't think I would ever get one.
I could see it from a collector standpoint.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, like you said, nowadays they make simulators for all that stuff, so...
Oh, but there's something, yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
I ended up getting one.
Very good.
You ended up getting an SNES Classic?
No, just the NES Classic.
Oh, you did get one. Yeah. Wow, lucky you.
Yeah. I hit GameStop at our GameStop online at a good time where there were actually some of still available.
That's incredible because like people were like scrambling for that, and then you had people like myself that were like, oh well, they'll go on, like, you know, let the people scramble.
Yeah.
let them fight. I'll get it whenever it's back out.
Well, it's like, especially Nintendo kept saying, it's like, oh, there's gonna be plenty of them on Black Friday. There's gonna, like, all the stores are gonna have them and everything, and then like Black Friday comes and no one has any of them.
Yeah, and I was like, I'll get it when it's reissued. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
And then, nope, nothing reissued.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. So yeah, I'm not even fondly upon my memories of my SNES and...
Well, I'm sure you can get one on eBay for like three times the price.
Yeah.
I would much sooner buy like a VR system or something handy, a laptop for crying out loud, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they're coming down, yeah.
But
I don't know. Well, gaming laptops haven't come down; they'll never come down. But
no, I probably get. Well, you know, I mean, you know, I'd get something that would run like their stuff, but I wouldn't get anything that'd be like top end.
Right.
You know, like I did with my last laptop and paid like $1,700. We're not going to talk about that. We're not going to discuss it.
Let's put it this way. What's that laptop running? 95 or 7?
or
XP?
Yeah. I think it was running 7, but it also started overheating in about a year.
Yeah. HP?
Yeah.
Yeah, HP has notorious.
Yeah, for stay away from HP.
HP Envy. Yeah, it was
for something that you know, sometimes it's if your fan was constantly running. It's something to do with power saver mode.
Yeah, it got to the point where it constantly ran. I sent it in twice to the HP before my warranty ran out in a year, and. Yeah, they would send it back. It would be okay for a week, and then it would just start the fan constantly running again. Like, it would just, it sounded like an airplane taking off. So, I constantly had fans on it. I had like this like extra powerful like laptop fan, you know, that you put under it, you know, for, like when you had it on your lap. And I think I even like sat it on the laptop on the like the lap fan whenever I had it sitting on my desk. Like I sat it there and just had the fan on it. But
yeah,
nice.
Right. Yeah,
if I was getting a new one, I'd get an Asus.
Worst $1,700 spent in my lifetime.
Well, see, I'll date myself. The first PC I ever bought. Want to take a stab at how much? $3,000.
Jeez.
And that was 5 1/4-inch discs. And
took up half the room.
Yeah.
Look at you, man. Yep. Wow.
Yep. I went for big and everything.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, just all the components cost so much money back then.
My first computer had a turbo button.
Yep, the up the voltage to the...
It would go from 33 to 66.
Woo-hoo!
I remember the turbo button. I never used the turbo button because it scared me to death. But, yes, I remember the turbo button.
And then I found the tower down in the basement, like, a long time ago, and, like, I opened it up, and the hard drive was like 250 megabytes.
Yes.
And the thing was massive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
First computer like kids that I had. Today. Like...
Yeah. They don't know the struggle.
Yeah. The first computer I had like all to myself was like the size of a thumb drive now.
Yep.
It's incredible.
So 20 floppies to load BIST.
Yeah, we had a computer with floppies in it, and
that was the crap when you first got MIST was like the big game that was the next big thing.
Yeah.
Or Zork
that we had. Yeah. We didn't have Zork, but we had a few games that had, like, Dune. There was a game called Dune, I think, that it was, like, 10 floppy disks or 14 or something. Insane.
Yep.
And I was like, whoa, this must be, like, a really important game to be, like, 14 floppy disks. And I wasn't allowed to play it, so, you know.
Yeah.
It's a goal. All right, guys.
Well, again,
have a good 4th.
Yep.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.